it's kind of a core principle of Vita, right? If access to any resource, including your, you know, your time, is free, then that resource is going to be abused, right? So that's why spam exists. You know, access to make your phone ring is free, you know, or almost free. And so what happens? It rings all day with, you know, meaningless, you know, sales calls, right? If there is no price, then it will be abused just like everything else in life.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Lyle Pratt, who's the founder of Vita, where people can connect with you via paid messages, calls, and live streams. Lyle's name may sound familiar to you because we interviewed him for episode 8. If you want to listen to that episode, I would recommend you do that as well. But I wanted to bring him back into the studio to talk a little bit about where Vita has been, how they've been growing, and some new things on the horizon for Vita. Of course, before we get to our conversation with Lyle, we do have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight, and this week is the Western Mass Bitcoin Meetup. The Western Mass Bitcoin Meetup is on a mission to find and connect Bitcoiners in Western Massachusetts, and they've been growing quickly. They're interested in spreading education, increasing local merchant adoption, and hanging out with Bitcoiners. They meet once a month, and all are welcome to come and talk Bitcoin. If you're new, they have members who can help you level up your knowledge related to self-custody, lightning, mining, and many other areas. If you're in or near Western Massachusetts, find them on meetup.com or follow them on Twitter at Mass Bitcoin. And if you're not in the Western Massachusetts area but want to find a Bitcoin meetup near you, I encourage you to download the Oshi app where you'll be able to do just that. Now, we're going to get to our interview with Lyle right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Lyle, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for having me again. I'm happy to be here.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Since we've had you on the show before in episode 8, for people who want to go back and listen to that, the first question is a little bit different. It is, what is the part of the Bitcoin rabbit hole that you've been going down most recently?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a difficult question. You know, when you've been around the space for a while, because you're always dabbling in, you know, in something related to Bitcoin. You know, I think probably the most prominent thing that comes up in my life over and over again is this, you know, shift in time preference, you know, and thinking about your own time preference and how that guides your, you know, your everyday actions. You know, so many people with Bitcoin, we encounter it, and we encounter this possibility, you know, this possibility of a better future, of a simpler future, one with less corruption and, you know, less monetary shenanigans, but more importantly, just, you know, hope for your own life that you can actually save enough money to live free and do the things that you want. But coming to understand that about Bitcoin and about money, you know, forces you to sort of take a look at other aspects of your life, because, you know, if there is this future that exists, you have to make it to that future, and you want to be in that future with other things optimally laid out, whether that's your health, you know, or your family or your friends, or, you know, starting a new business or whatever it may be. So I think it's about, I don't know. We're in the period of Lent, you know, for anybody that practices that, you know, and Lent is a story about, you know, dying to self, you know, now in a lot of ways so that you can, you know, live in the future. So, you know, I think that's probably what's most relevant to me these days in my Bitcoin journey.
Love that answer. Question number 2 is this. What's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
Probably the most common thing that comes up, you know, for people these days when I talk to them about Bitcoin is, you know, they just don't understand that, you know, not only can you change the code, or can anyone change the code you know, but that's going to do nothing to impact Bitcoin. And people don't understand that there's already been thousands, you know, of forks and, you know, people that have changed the code to change the number of Bitcoin or to change the emission rate or to change the block size, you know, or whatever it may be. And still, you know, with evidence staring everyone clear as day in the face for, you know, over a decade now, we can't seem to grasp that none of those things are Bitcoin. You know, none of those things will ever be Bitcoin. And no other future, you know, change to the code or the emission schedule, you know, will be Bitcoin. And, you know, it seems like perhaps if we could get people to just, you know, sort of understand that, that, you know, we would have more confidence in, you know, the promises that Bitcoin makes to the world, that, you know, there is only 21 million and the emission schedule is set and won't be changed. You know, so I think that's probably one fact that I wish more people understood, because it's one of the common one that comes up all the time.
Question number three, what's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I even said last time. But, you know, I think this one is starting from the beginning of Preston Pish's Bitcoin, you know, podcast series. I think maybe the first one was him and Breedlove, or maybe it was like that. Maybe that was the second or third one. That one in particular, I think, is really good. You know, if you guys haven't listened to that, I highly recommend you go back and listen to it, because it frames Bitcoin in a way that's more than just, you know, number go up and more than just, you know, one day I'll be rich. It really dives into the philosophical outcomes of what hard money, you know, creates and what society would look like. And I think that, you know, for us Bitcoiners who have fallen down the rabbit hole, those things are the most important things. Those things are the, you know, the philosophy that keeps pulling you further and further. And to give people a little bit of taste, you know, what that is, can really spark people's interest and cause them to, you know, go deeper. So I think I would recommend that whole series, but also that podcast specifically.
And I can't remember if that was what you recommended last time or not. It's certainly been recommended on this podcast before. I've always wished that he'd like separate that podcast series from the rest of his podcast, because yeah, you have to go back every Wednesday for the new episode. And I'm not super, you know, I'm not as interested in his other content, but I really enjoy any of the Bitcoin podcasts he has. And he has some great guests. And that is the Breedlove episode in particular has been one that people have recommended before. So question number four is, beyond Bitcoin, what is a resource, tool, or an idea that's been helpful to you or your business recently?
Yeah, I guess it's hard to talk about anything other than Noster at this point, you know, for that question. I don't know if you've talked much about that on your podcast so far, but, you know, for those that don't know, Noster is a new protocol. It's pretty simple. Essentially, it's a message passing protocol that lets you build decentralized applications on top of. And these messages are passed between relays, what are called relays, that anyone can host. So, you know, one of the first use cases that's gaining traction is sort of a, I don't know, I guess you would call it a decentralized clone of Twitter, where everyone, you know, controls their own keys, and you can easily take those keys and put them into, you know, some other Noster app so that no one controls it. But I think what a lot of people don't understand is how many other things that Noster can be used to build. And we're spending a lot of time at Vita integrating with the Noster ecosystem. You know, you can log in with Noster now, but we have a lot more planned, including sort of a more direct integration with our Vita Rooms product, which is very new. So yeah, looking forward to Noster. I think it has a huge amount of potential, mainly because it is so flexible and you can build so many different things on it. You know, on top of this infrastructure, this decentralized infrastructure that already exists.
And we have talked about Noster some. I think it's been great to be able to talk. It is a real time example of a protocol that people are building clients for. And so the conversation of I feel like when it comes to the internet, at least the average Joe, and I would definitely consider myself in that group, it's harder to understand things at the protocol level. But when you get something so early on like Nostr, it's a lot easier to talk about protocols and help, once again, the average Joe kind of understand a little bit more about protocols and then what's built on that and how they can be integrated into things. So that is more of a seamless experience. I want to talk to you a little bit more about that because I have been using Vita for some of that. But our final question before we get to that is, as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
Yeah, I think maybe I said why not last time, and I'm going to go with that again. I think generally it's better to sort of, you know, ask forgiveness, and push ahead and do what you think you need to do. And, you know, don't worry about, you know, the repercussions so much. A lot of people spend their entire lives sort of, you know, worried about what would happen, you know, and being scared to flee their little, you know, bubble of safety. But, you know, all yield in life, everything, you know, good in life comes from risk and, you know, from stepping outside. And to me, that's kind of what why not, is a summary of that idea.
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. Great. Well, Lyle, I'm looking forward today to hearing from you about what's been happening with the Vita since we last talked, probably sometime back in June. I know, especially when you're getting a project off the ground, there are things changing all the time. So I wanted you to share with the audience and I guess to some degree myself about what's been changing, what's been happening, what's been working really well for you, as a way to encourage people to consider using Vita for themselves, but also just because I think it's great anytime other business owners can be hearing about how someone's working through solving pretty complex problems and getting people to, you know, users to change experiences and think about things in a different way. So with all that being said, could you just share with us maybe the last, you know, 10 months or so of Vita, what's been happening and some of the changes you've been making along the way? Maybe even give people who didn't listen to the first episode an idea of what Vita even is.
So I guess the 50,000 foot view of Vita is that everyone's time is valuable, and that eventually, now that we have instant settlement capabilities with Bitcoin's Lightning protocol, more and more communications traffic, whether that's wholesale traffic sent amongst carriers or traffic between individuals, will have value settled as that traffic flows. And so Vita started out, with a few simple things. We give you a page on the internet, a link page or a link in bio page, if you know what that is, where people can pay a rate that you set to send you a DM or a message. They can also pay a rate that you set to have a one-on-one call with you or a meeting with you. So, you know, some use cases, if you're an expert in a particular field, you can easily use Vita to monetize your expertise. If you're an influencer or maybe you have a podcast and you want to take questions, you know, without having to worry about spam, even a 10-cent, you know, paywall on your DMs filters out all the crap and gives you 100% signal and no noise. And then more recently, over the past few months, we've been working on tools for streamers and for podcasters like yourself, that essentially let you give you everything you need to monetize a live stream or a recorded podcast, or, you know, anything really having to do with video. So just actually a couple of weeks ago, we launched a new product at Vita.live. Our link page product is at Vita.page, but Vita.live is new. We haven't really publicly talked about it, so this is a little bit of a first on this podcast. But yeah, I mean, Vita.live is everything you need to go live and get paid. We offer a lot of features and functionality that podcasters and anybody recording live video have come to expect. Like, we do HD local recording in our Vita RIM, similar to Riverside, which I guess is what we're using right now. We also build in stream forwarding functionality. So the video, you know, content that's happening in a Vita RIM can be forwarded out to YouTube or to Twitter or to Twitch, you know, or Facebook Live for free. We just bundle that functionality in. But at a high level, you could sort of think of a Vita RIM kind of like a Twitter Spaces, but with video as a first class component. So you can pull people on stage. You know, people can be watching the live stream of a RIM without necessarily participating. People can raise their hand and come on stage, very similar to Twitter Spaces. And, you know, everything, you have everything you need in there to create a high quality live or recorded stream with, and this is the important part, monetization tools built in. So you can, you know, make it value for value or essentially pay what you want, if that's what you prefer, where people can watch the stream, contribute sats or dollars via zaps or boosts. They can, you can turn on paid messaging so that if you want the chat in the room to be paid only, you can set a price for that. You can set a price for watching the live stream. So think maybe you're doing a live event, perhaps it's an online conference, and you want to monetize that in a very easy and simple way. You can charge for the stream. You can even charge people to come on the stage with you. So, you know, perhaps you're a celebrity or something like that, and you want to do a paid AMA where people can actually pay to come on stage and ask a question. And maybe the whole stream is being pushed out to YouTube where your audience already is. You can use Vita for that. So on top of all these, the consumer facing product at Vita.live, we're exposing a lot of this functionality via our APIs. And I guess I could spend a moment here. You know, one of the bigger visions is that this, our Vita RIMS product, is directly integrated with Nostr chat channels. So the chat in the Vita RIMS will get mirrored out to Nostr channels. All of the metadata associated with accessing the RIM live stream or even calling into the RIM will be available in Nostr meta information. And, you know, the protocols used for accessing that, you know, real-time media, they're open protocols that other Nostr clients can integrate as well. So in some sense, you could sort of think about this as a way for Nostr clients to have Twitter Spaces style interactions with video as an option.
Wow. So that's a ton right there. I didn't know about most of that. So this gives me a lot to explore myself. There's all sorts of Nostr possibilities here. And I recognize that probably most people listening to this, or at least a good chunk of them, aren't yet using Nostr. So for just a brief second, could you talk a little bit about the live streaming side, just apart from Nostr? If they're using Vita, is there a cost to them if they're going to be using that platform? Do you take a percentage of whatever sats they're streaming? How does that work for you guys?
Yeah, we've actually reworked how we handle our fees, and as well as a number of other things. So we don't actually take a cut of payments sent for messages or one-on-one calls or these rooms anymore. So you, as a host for these rooms, keep 100% of the, you know, funds paid or zapped to you during this process. We have some other plans about monetizing other things in the future. One of the items that we've had a ton of requests for is the ability to have ticket prices instead of, you know, pay per minute or pay per message prices. So, you know, imagine, you know, you are hosting a live event and you want to have a one-time price of, you know, 20,000 sats or $20, you know, or something like that to access the event, then we will take a cut of these ticket sales in the future, but not if you want to use the, you know, the pay per minute or the, any of the other tools that we've had for quite a while now. We also have monetization built in to our API product. So if you want to use one of our Vita rooms outside of the Vita consumer app, then you can pay us essentially a fee to host that server infrastructure for you.
Are you finding that people prefer paying that one-time fee as opposed to streaming? Like, is that just some psychological barrier of streaming that people don't want to be paying or be thinking about paying for every single second or minute of whatever they're watching or listening to?
Yeah, that's definitely a component. You know, I would say probably the two biggest requests we've gotten over the past 6 months when we started sort of trialing these video tools was one, people wanted a pay what you want option. So they want accessing, you know, the information to be free, but they want essentially community incentives, you know, to get people to, you know, contribute while the show is going on. So, you know, some of the aspects that encourage that in a Vita room is that we show a total about how much the room has earned, you know, during a live event. We sort the participant list on the right. Like, imagine you're in a Twitter Spaces or something, and you see all the, you know, potentially thousands of avatars. Those are ordered based on the contribution, you know, rate in the room at that time. So that does a few things. A, it provides a little bit of mimetic desire, you know, to you know, provide value in exchange for being recognized as a contributor. But also the hosts of the show or whatever event is going on can see that and use that as a signal, you know, to potentially pay more attention to that person's question, or if they have their hand raised, you know, perhaps they're more likely to invite them on stage. So sats, you know, or Bitcoin becomes a signal, you know, for value. We also track these totals in the rooms and use that to, you know, recommend, you know, content on the homepage and things like that. Essentially, again, SAT being used as the signal, you know, for good content and things people are willing to contribute to. So that's sort of the first part of the question, which is, you know, people really wanted a pay what you want option that fit more into, you know, existing value for value apps, much like Fountain, much like Zaps in, you know, in Deimos or Nostra apps, if you're familiar with those. So we've, you know, we've done a lot of work to fit the experience into that. On the other side with tickets, you know, we had quite a few people do one-on-one, you know, meetings through our platform. It's a very easy way to, you know, have somebody pay you for your time, you know, to give some expertise on pretty much any topic. But a lot of people, you know, we're all run ragged by our calendar schedules. And so, you know, to give up a hour as an example, you know, to someone to do some consulting or whatever, you kind of want your whole hour worth of earnings locked in before you allow somebody to sort of, you know, steal that hour on your calendar. You know, so, and that makes, you know, makes perfect sense. You know, it's not always the best way to price all interactions, but it was a highly requested, you know, feature, you know, for people in that context. So the ticket prices are not yet out, but they're coming very, very soon.
So for listeners who have heard other guests talking about Nostr, you know, probably a handful of episodes over the last 5, 6, or 7 episodes, could you share with people if they want to get started, how they can be using Vita to get verified and just it basically benefiting, having an easier experience with Nostr if they are using Vita?
Yeah, so Vita kind of helps you out with Nostr in a few ways. So first thing you'll need to do is actually get a Nostr key, which you know you can get using any Nostr client. So for example, maybe you download Deimos and or Domus, and you generate a key, You take that key and then you can log in or create an account with that key on Vita.page. And once you do that, we give you a number of things. A, we give you a link in bio that you can use in your Nostr profile so that people can learn about you and, you know, access whatever other links you want to share about yourself. We also give you a Nostr-compatible Lightning address that works with the Zap protocol. Zap protocol is pretty simple. It's basically like instead of liking a post like you would on Twitter, you're zapping some amount of Satoshis to the person who wrote the post. And Lightning addresses have to be able to do some special stuff in order to get your Zap to show up in these clients. So the Vita, your Vita Lightning address does that. So my Vita page is Lyle Pratt. So my Vita Lightning address is Lyle Pratt at Vita.page. And then you can also use that same Lightning address as your Nostr verification. So in most Nostr apps, there's a place to put in a verification ID or a NIP05 ID for those more technical. You can use your Vita page as that, and you'll get the Nostr verification badge, and everyone will know that you're the real, you're the real Lyle or whoever you are. So those are sort of the three items, the three main items that you get as a part of using Vita. Now, we also do offer a paid relay. If you have, you can add our relay to your Nostr client. And if you have a balance, I think we're going to take 1,000 sats, which is, you know, not a lot from your Vita account in order to activate that. And that's essentially to discourage spam and make sure our relay stays spam free. But yeah, you know, it's a pretty easy way to get started, you know, for sure. Sign up for a Vita account, add or verify your Nostr pub key, and you'll be good to go.
One thing I would just encourage listeners to do is, like, this stuff is not super complicated. I did reach out to Lyle about some questions when it came to this type of stuff. We were connected already and just wanted to get some clarification. But the way he's described it here, that's how you do it. Like, it's straightforward stuff. But I would just say, get in there, you know, give it a try. If you have an iPhone, if you're working on iOS, then the Domus app. And I believe if you have an Android phone, Amethyst is kind of the way to go. But just get in there, check it out. Just know that Vita has some features that can make it even better. Like, you don't have to pay for relays, but if you do have paid relays, then the experience can be a little smoother. Once again, I'm not the back end guy to explain how or why it just is.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to get into that. And in fact, it's kind of a core principle of Vita, right? If access to any resource, including your time, is free, then that resource is going to be abused, right? So that's why spam exists. You know, access to make your phone ring is free, you know, or almost free. And so what happens? It rings all day with, you know, meaningless, sales calls, right? What happens if you have this relay on the internet that anyone, you know, can post messages to? Well, it's going to get overwhelmed by spam very quickly, especially when the only hurdle to posting a message is generating a new key, which can be done in, you know, milliseconds on a computer. So, you know, these paid relays are going to become an important aspect of the Nostr ecosystem. You know, I'm not saying that all of them will be paid, but for sure, you know, there's going to need to be some restriction, you know, in order to combat spam, because if there is no price, then it will be abused just like everything else in life.
So for people who are listening, if you want to give Vita a try, and maybe Lyle fill in anything that I missed here, but it's a great link in bio. It's like many of you have probably heard of Linktree. Well, Vita is like Linktree, but better, because if people really want to reach out to you, they can pay you for your time. But I use Vita as my link in bio for Instagram, for Twitter, on the Domus app using Nostr, or on Nostr using Domus. And it's very, very, and honestly, for this podcast as well, if people scroll down in the show notes, they'll see my Vita page there as well. So it's great for that. If you want to live stream, then it's a great way to monetize that as well. Is there anything else that I'm missing as a, maybe in addition to, like, obviously the Nostr applications you've talked about, but any other key use cases that people need to be aware of when it comes to Vita?
No, I think that's good for now. I mean, you know, we have a lot of things coming, down the pipe. So, you know, definitely get signed up and stay tuned. But you know, for now, you know, sign up for Vita.page. You can use it with any social profile, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever. It's totally free. If you do any sort of video creation or content creation, go check out Vita.live. Or if you're, you know, someone that likes hosting, you know, Twitter spaces about Bitcoin or any other topic, you know, consider going over to Vita and, you know, doing the same thing with video. Keep in mind that the Vita rims can be streamed to Twitter. It can be live streamed to Twitter. So people can still interact with you, you know, and watch your streams or your rims on Twitter or any other platform. So, you know, definitely give it a shot. And, you know, if you have any feedback, hit me up.
So that's a great way to end it. However, I'm not going to do the smooth thing and end the interview there because you've brought up a couple things that I want to make sure that I'm asking. First of all, can you run Vita from a web page and then host a Twitter spaces from a web page? Because currently you're not able to do that on Twitter, right?
Yes, you can. You know, run Vita.live on a web page and host the whole rim, you know, from your web page. I'm not sure if you can host a spaces on Twitter. I know you can listen to them on the web.
You can listen to them. I know you can't talk on the web page. Last I checked, at least, which is probably a month or two ago when I tried.
I see. That's new to me. But you know, theoretically, you know, you could host a Vita room from your browser and then push that as video out to Twitter, and then anyone on Twitter can watch it. And then, you know, let's say you're calling people on stage, it's very easy for them to just, you know, land in your Vita room and anybody can jump on stage with you with any browser, whether that's like a mobile browser, like mobile Safari, you know, or a full web browser. So, you know, there's nothing preventing you as well from even hosting a space at the same time that you host the video room, you know, if you want to pull audiences from both. So it's a pretty cool tool. It's totally free. You know, again, we're recording this in Riverside, which is known for their HD, you know, local recordings. And that's a, you know, built-in feature. You know, so we're trying to make it a no-brainer.
Well, that's good for me to know. I really appreciate it. The last question here, not to belabor the interview too much longer, but you do have like, you have an automatic message turned on Twitter, or you can turn one on Twitter, so that if someone's trying to DM you, you say, hey, I don't always check my DMs. If you want to reach me, go to Vita. Do you have that for other social media platforms yet, like LinkedIn, or is that something that it doesn't seem as relevant at the moment?
Yeah, I wish we had it for LinkedIn. We've been working on that. Unfortunately, LinkedIn doesn't offer an API for interacting with their messages inbox. You know, there are a few undocumented APIs, but unfortunately, those would require that you actually give us your LinkedIn password, you know, which we don't really want. You know, sure. So we have had a lot of people ask for LinkedIn messaging integration. But one thing you can do, which actually Mike from Lightning Ventures, you know, made me aware of the other day, is your Vita Lightning address. So in my case, LylePratt@Vita.page or LylePratt@Vita.live is also a working email address. It's a working paywalled email address. So if anybody emails LylePratt@Vita.page, they're going to get an auto response that says essentially the same thing that the auto response on the Twitter DM bot does, which is, hey, if you want to talk to me, you know, you need to pay me my 20 cents, I think is what my, you know, my paywall is. And you can actually configure that as a LinkedIn email address so that your messages that people send get that auto response. And that actually flows through to their LinkedIn inbox as well. So that's one way to, you know, stop the LinkedIn spam, sort of a roundabout
that's
way.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I appreciate that. Awesome. Well, Lyle, thank you so much for answering all the questions. You've given a lot of people a lot of actionable insight from today's episode, and I look forward to hearing more about Vita as you guys continue to grow in the future.
Yeah, I sure enjoyed it, Josh. You know, thanks so much for having me again. Look forward to coming back again soon.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Lyle, you can find our links down in the show notes. And if you think Vita could be helpful for you or your business, give it a try. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.